Welcome to BizHubs, a show where entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. Be sure to follow us and subscribe on Apple or Spotify so you don't miss another episode. My name is Ana Gonzalez, and I'm your host. Through my work with entrepreneurs over the years, we've seen our fair share of big wins and tough losses. Sometimes they're funny, and sometimes they're painful. But they will teach us the lessons that we need to learn, whether we are ready or not. This show was made to honor those little stories that help us take big steps forward. BizHubs is brought to you by Factor One. If you are an entrepreneur and want to grow your business fast, we install a simple framework that can inject quick cash into your business in as little as 7 days. And we've got a proven track record in over 33 different industries. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io. Today's guests are Maria Palmer and Joseph Costanzo Jr. Maria Costanzo Palmer is a writer and Page Turner Award finalist for her co-authored book, On the Rocks. She is also a regular co-moderator for the Food is Religion Club on Clubhouse. She was a former host on LA Talk Radio and was recently featured on Food and Beverage Magazine Live, a nationally syndicated podcast. Her writing has been published in OC87 Recovery Diaries, and she has made a number of media appearances. Maria and Joseph are going to share a BizHub about their literary and culinary success. Maria and Joseph, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having us, Anna. We're just really excited to be here. A little bit about us. Myself and my co-writer, Ruthie Robbins, are the writers for On the Rocks, the Prima Donna story, which is actually the story of my dad. And he, during the 80s and 90s, took a chance. He was a postal worker. And he bought a failing restaurant business and struggled for about 3 years, did whatever he needed to do, and turned it into one of America's top 10 Italian restaurants. And we had celebrities and sports stars and broadcasters coming from all over. And this was the time before technology. So it was rare to actually have a destination restaurant because people weren't even using MapQuest. They were using those really old-fashioned maps to navigate everywhere. But he turned it into the hottest spot, and we won many national and international awards. And at the height of all of the success, every story has a good hook. And unfortunately, ours sort of ended with a knock on the door. And my dad's name was mentioned in a federal grand jury investigation. And unfortunately, that kind of became the downfall of the story. So that is a little bit about us and a little bit about our story. We are from right outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, just so everybody can kind of get understanding of where we are too today.
That's awesome. Oh my gosh. Now I want to read the book. This is a BizHub about, if you want to know the BizHub, read the book. Joe, how are you able to get that restaurant so famous and to flourish so much in that time?
Well, I knew without a great review from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette dining critic Mike Kalina, it would never happen. So for 3 years, I wrote him and try to call him, but there was, no answering machines. So eventually one day he picked up and, I told him, who I was, and he told me I had a more or less a bar in the McKees Rocks area, and he wasn't coming down. And I said, listen, I have really good food, and I have some really nice people working that are Italian that know Italian food. So I wish you would come down. And he just said, I am going to come down because I'm going to just get you off my back. I'm tired of, your letters and phone calls and what have you. So he did come down, and he gave me, did a five fork type of review. So the highest was five forks, and he ended up giving me four. And it was amazing what had happened. And then about 2 years later, he gave me the five forks, and he only gave out 15 16.54 proof views in the 15 years he was there. So I mean, that was what did it, and then it just exploded after June 3rd of 1988 when he gave me the 4-4.
Wow. Well, what did it was great food. I can imagine that.
Yeah, the food was fabulous, and but it was just we were in an area that an old mill town that wasn't a destination place, tough town, and without the review, people wouldn't have come into the area. But with the review, it gave the restaurant credibility, and then people from outside the area, from the Shady Side area of the city, Squirrel Hill area of the city, upscale areas start coming in, and it was a safe area, and at that time, and just things went, crazy from there.
Yeah, I can. I don't know. I can think of great food, great customer service.
And I was always there, so I was always, intermingling with the, with the people, and
Oh, fun.
seeing how, what they needed, and that, so I became more or less the face of the restaurant, and people come down to see me and eat the food, and then celebrities came in, and limos and the whole nine yards. It went from 10 dinners a night to 100 dinners a night, then from 100 dinners a night to 250 dinners a night. It was only 83 seats, and then on a Saturday night, over 300 dinners, from 4 to 11,
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I'll be so proud. What a great
Oh, thank
story. Well,
you. Yeah, story's good,
what?
yeah.
Yeah, thanks so much for sharing this. So, Maria Jo, who do you serve and how can those people find you?
Absolutely. So if you go online, the website is www.mariacpalmer, that's PALMER.com. We're also on Facebook and Instagram at Joe Costanzo, that's JoeCostanzo, prima donna, PRIMADONNA. And I'm also on Twitter at MariaCPalmer.com. You can find the book really wherever books are sold. It's on Amazon, Target.com, Walmart, really anywhere. We have a
Barnes
partnership.
and Noble.
Yes, Barnes and Noble. We have a partnership here in Pittsburgh with the Heinz History Center, Penguin Books, so and Bookends Bookstore in Ridgewood, New Jersey as well. And if your bookstore does not carry it, they can certainly order it for sure.
Awesome. Love it. I will get my book as soon as possible. As soon as we're done with today. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guests, Joe and Maria Costanzo, for coming in and sharing their story about their culinary success. If you've got a biz hub of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhubs.com and we'll put you on the calendar. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One biz hub a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder, if you're looking for help leveling up your business, go to FactorOne.io. See you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.